Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time. We're also on TuneIn. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, especially when we're on the road, but this one is brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And ask about their military discount. And as I mentioned, we are on the road. We're out at Harris Creek Acoustic House Concert Series. We're joining us today. Actually, both are back on the show. Believe it or not, both of them have been on the show before. Ellis Paul and Daryl Purpose.
Hi, Hunter.
How are you guys? Well, thank you for being on the show. What would you like to play before we get to talking here?
Well, we have a song we wrote together. You want to tell them about it, Daryl?
Yeah, you know, the story goes that I got started in this whole thing because of Ellis Paul. I wandered across him and his music and his guitar late night Kerrville campfire.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to be Ellis Paul. And I asked him, I said, how can I be Ellis Paul?
Sometimes we exchange clothing and just be, I want to be a world-class gambler too.
We'll get to that in a minute, but go on.
So he said two things. You got to write great songs, and you have to come to New England.
Oh.
So 6 months later, he did not know, but 6 months later, I knocked on his door, moved into the room that Vance Gilbert had just left, and we lived there for almost a couple years.
Oh, my.
Didn't write any songs, but in the last week, we wrote three songs together, including this one that we'll play for you.
And what's this one called?
It's called I Lost a Day to the Rain, and I had this thing going around my head for quite a while. I had this chorus. I lost a day to the rain again. Retraced my steps over where I had been. Searched high and low, but to no end. I lost a day to the rain. Had that for about 6 months, was playing it all the time. And I said, hey man, nice song. Get a verse. And I said, well, what would you make the verses about? And he said, well, you can make the verses about people that actually made good use out of the rain. You know, like Noah, Ben Franklin. So I lied. I said, that's pretty good. And I tried to stump him. I said, you know, to make this song complete, we'd have to have a third verse about somebody who made good use out of the rain in a romantic way. And even though he is Ellis Paul, he had to think about that for a little while. Finally, he said, how about Gene Kelly? And I thought, yeah, we got something here. This is pretty good. This is maybe a co-write, you know, like they call it down in Nashville, Tennessee. And I said, maybe this is a co-write. And he says, if I don't write another word, this is a co-write.
I love that story.
This is what we came up with.
Okay.
Now Noah got his instructions through the Holy Land mail. He picked up that hammer. Started pounding those nails. My roof is leaking, I'm lining up pails. I lost a day to the rain. I lost a day to the rain again. Retrace my steps over where I had been. I search high and low to no end. I lost a day to the rain. That's a little bit of Harris Creek Rice. Thing on my throat. We'll go right on to the second verse. No, not Gene Kelly. That'd be you. That'd be next. Okay. This is Ben Franklin airlifted a big old kite with a small gold key on a stormy night. But I'll strike up a candle when I need a light. I lost a day to the rain. I lost a day to the rain again. Retraced my steps over where I've been. Searched high and low, but to no end. I lost a day.
Now Gene Kelly turned on his heel. so gracefully. Wet and wild, he drove ladies all crazy. Good luck feeding, and I'm a little bit lazy. I lost a day to the rain.
I lost a day to the rain again.
Retraced my steps
over where I had been. Searched high and low, but to no end. I lost a day to the rain.
Everybody,
I lost a day to the rain again. Retraced my steps over where I had been. Searched high and low, but to no end. I lost a day to
yeah. Ellis Paul and Daryl Purpose here on Hunter at Sunrise. And as you can tell, we do have an audience here at Harris Creek Acoustic House Concert Series. And it's great to see you guys again. You kind of answered part of my first question. How long have you guys known each other? It's been a...
year did we meet? 1996,
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time
it's
to know someone.
30-year relationship.
Yeah.
Or is that? No, do the math. What is that? It's
21. 20,
it's 21 years.
That's
the
number I'm good with.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time, and you guys have kept in touch all this time, and now you're back out on the road together. How long have you been out on the road together here?
Oh, about 24 hours
yeah.
or so.
Really?
It's been hell.
You just started?
Oh my God.
We only lost one guitar so far.
So. Yeah, I heard you had some trouble with the airline there, Daryl. What happened?
Yeah, well, my daughter Carrie and I flew out from Denver, where we live in Colorado, and we went through Atlanta on our way to Columbia, South Carolina, and the guitar got stuck in Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, no.
There's lots of stuff for guitars to do in Atlanta. Just took a little tour of the town.
So you just got reunited with your guitar today,
so
a few hours ago.
Reunited, yeah.
That's understood.
Well, are you guys going to do another show after this, or do you go all your separate ways, or what happens now?
Yeah, we're splitting up after this. It's a brief reunion of the Everly Brothers, the Never Together Brothers.
The Neverly Brothers.
So you guys have come together just for this show?
Yeah, we're thinking of doing spot little weekend tours together in the future, but we haven't lined anything up. But you know,
Ellis is a pretty good driver, so
yeah,
I have a car.
And he has a car.
Well, that's important for driving. So, Ellis, you were just telling me that you're possibly starting to work on a new project soon.
I am. I've got a bunch of songs assembled, and I'm starting to conceptualize and think about the marketing and think about how, you know, what I want the artwork to be, and I'm excited.
So you got the songs together? You're just kind of...
I have about 25 songs. I'd like to write another 5, and then I'll whittle it down to about 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I go from 30 down to 12 and try and find some kind of a line that draws all of them together properly so it looks like a string of fish.
So you think you might be doing something different on this album that you haven't done on your others? Or?
Probably more of the same kind of stuff. I mean, I kind of know what I do at this point. I've been doing it for 25 years, so it's not any time to start donning Kiss makeup and rock and roll. Stick to the Ellis Paul stuff that I know works for me, and yeah.
Where are you headquartered now? Are you still? You were
I'm here in
Virginia for a while,
yeah.
Weren't you?
I'm in Charlottesville, and I've lived there for a decade now, and I love it there. And it's nice to be in Virginia. It's a beautiful state.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And Daryl, you've been in Denver for how long now?
13 years.
Yeah. You used to live in Virginia
feet.
Too, though, right?
I never lived in Virginia.
You never lived in Virginia.
I've visited Kelly so many times that
it
you
seems
might
like
think
you live in Virginia.
That I live in.
But you had an album back in 2016, Still the Birds, right?
That's my latest, yes.
Yeah, and are you working on something new?
Always, you know. It's like a fish. You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep writing songs.
You had a great song on there with Eliza Gilkison, The Meaning of My Love. That was awesome.
I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah, I've played that a couple of times, and I've played Rose Tattoo. You would not believe how many times I've played that
thank
song.
You for
yeah,
that.
Awesome song.
Inspiring awesome. Tattoos all over the state of Virginia.
That's for sure. Well, would you guys like to play another song for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, we want to try a song we wrote together, another one we wrote together, since right. this is one of those rare times where we are together.
We haven't played this in a decade or so.
Yeah, maybe even longer for me, but maybe do you still remember it?
Yeah, I think I can do it.
All right.
Yeah, this is a song, you know, I never met my... my father, but I was telling Ellis this story about the time that I searched him out, and I did that because the family had heard of a tragedy that happened in the family that he kind of formed when he left my family, and so I went looking for that house and knocked on that door on Bryant Street, and we wrote this together, and it's called Bryant Street.
Excellent. Here's Ellis Paul and Daryl Purpose here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Paper thin time machine. Black and white faded scene. A girl with a toy. You kept your smile on while someone took pictures. Were you holding the family up? Driving down Bryant Street. Come to chase down. You I will never meet, but today I'll come close. Knocked on a neighbor's door, told him my story. He said he knows who you were. They say that God works in patterns. But hey, what does it matter when faith and hope can be shattered so easily? Plastic lined swimming pool, hot summer's day, a wandering little girl. Discovered too late. Mama was gone to work. Papa was inside. And you took that walk round the block. They say that God works in patterns. But hey. Caretaker says you'll be found. Third row, seventh place. 40 years since they laid you down. Now we've come face to face. I brought some flowers for you, little sister. I've come here to tell you my. But hey, what does it matter when faith and hope can be shattered
Daryl Purpose and Ellis Paul here on Hunter at Sunrise. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
It's so great to hear you sing it, too, because I think the last few times that I've heard it, it's been me singing it on an old recording. So
I've heard
great.
That recording. Yeah. I love that. I love that version of it.
I love that. I love the version you just did. It's great.
You've been writing songs and playing songs all your life, I imagine. I did not realize, though, and maybe we discussed this last time you were here, you're also a professional card player?
I juggle the two these days.
You juggle the two?
Yes.
So you still play?
Yes.
And you're in the Blackjack Hall of Fame.
It's a true story.
How do you get into the Blackjack Hall of Fame?
Well, my mother gave me a book called Beat the Dealer when I was 16 years old. I went up to Las Vegas and started playing blackjack professionally when I was 19. And though I did most of the things that got me into that Hall of Fame in my 20s, it was just 7 years ago that I was inducted, along with the guy that wrote the book, Mr. Ed
really?
Thorpe. Yeah, and he's quite a guy, quite a happening, sharp mind.
So you've met him.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
That's interesting. It's very interesting. And Ellis, I was seeing that you actually have some trips coming up. You actually go on cruises and things. What's that? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have two kind of excursion things planned for people who are fans of mine. One is a cruise to Alaska it's on a big cruise ship, but we'll be a subset of that cruise. There'll be 2,500 people on board, but we have about 150 people signed up. It starts in Vancouver and goes up the Inner Passage to Seward, Alaska.
Wow, that sounds like...
And then I have a show that I'm doing at a place called Alice's Champagne Palace at the end of the trip, and I have a song called Alice's Champagne Palace. So
it sounds like so much fun. I would carry.
I've been trying to talk him into coming.
Signing up.
Yeah, you should.
That does
I think there's
like
a blackjack game on that.
Yeah, there'll be. I'm sure there will be. He'll pay for all of us to be there. And then I'm doing one in Maine to an island about 10 miles off the coast of Maine for probably 5 days, I think. Two other songwriters are joining me, Sam Baker and Anja Duvakot. And it's the same kind of thing. We'll have about a group of 50 people staying at a very remote island. It's called... Monhegan Island, and it was an artist colony where Andrew Wyeth painted and Edward Hopper painted, and there are no roads. The only way to get around are on golf carts, and it's absolutely beautiful. So those two trips are going to be my excursions next year. And
so how do you sign up for this? He almost asked the question, so let me finish it.
Well, if you're interested in the cruise, just put Ellis Paul Cruise into Google and it'll come up. And if you're interested in the main island trip, just put Ellis Paul Island and it'll come up.
Oh, wow.
It's as simple as that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, would you like to do one more before we wrap this up?
Boy, so we don't have anything.
I already have.
Sure.
Have something I can sing along or not. Just
We're talking with Ellis Paul and Daryl Purpose here on Hunter at Sunrise.
C?
C or G?
C or G? I've heard of those.
We're
keys.
Working it out.
On the day the levee broke, water did rise, flowers did choke. I sat in my living room, lit one last smoke, watched it all drift away. Now my credit card's ringing up 30%. There's a man in India wondering where the money went, but I can't. So I sat on my roof in Lake Pontchartrain, singing woe to my chimney, singing woe to the rain. A stranger came by, I never caught his name, said he's rowing to the Rio Grande. Now Air Force One, a blue streak in the sky, Mr. President, you can't afford to lie, 'cause I can't afford. Okay.
lies over Baton Rouge. Lift up your wings, let me hear your voice singing. Can you turn these black skies to blue again? I'm laying on the floor of a trailer at night with 16 refugees waiting on daylight. I can't breathe. Got a flatbed forward up to Baton Rouge with four worn-out souls and one corkscrew. You can drown New Orleans, but you can't drown the blues. So bartender, pour away. Now Exxon's having one hell of a year. $3 a gallon, man, they're making it clear that I can't pay. I got myself in trouble down in the ninth ward. Thought I'd send a prayer your way. Now on my windowsill's a stack of insurance bills. A man in Delaware says I can't have the pills until I can pay. Hurricane Angel, let me hear your voice singing. Can you turn these black skies to blue again? I'm laying on the floor of a trailer at night with 16 refugees waiting on daylight. I can't breathe. Somebody should the day the lily broke, the water did rise, the flowers did show. I sat in my living room one last smoke, and I watched it all drift away.
Wow.
All right, thank you guys.
Ellis Paul and Daryl Purpose here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you, Hunter. Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Probably a trip for you today and to come in and do this. I really appreciate it. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank also Jim Palacio, who did the sound for this acoustic
session.
Thank
you, Jim.
And I want to thank Kelly Murphy, who allowed us to come here into her living room and who puts on this incredible series, the Harris Creek Acoustic House Concert Series up here in Hampton. And